This is the Fitness Tech Podcast, show number 34 for May 19th, 2011. I am again joined by Jamie Eichmeier. Jamie, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great, Jim. It's been a long time since we caught up with each other.
Yeah, it has been. I was looking back on the various podcasts that we've done, and the last time we were together was May 6th, so we apologize. Although I did tell the viewers it's a busy time.
It is.
And I said viewers, but they're really listeners.
Yes.
We don't do video.
We know what you mean.
It's been a long time. We've been super, super busy doing stuff
very
here.
Busy.
And and so, of course, it's springtime. We see our numbers, our live numbers always go down. Our live podcast numbers go down in the spring as folks get outside. And that's what you
Which
should do.
Which is great.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I want to let folks know if they want to email the show, they can send us a note, podcast@theaverageguy.tv, and they can send me a note. And actually, later in the podcast, I got a couple notes that we've gotten in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
Both from
good.
Dennis.
Dennis, thank you.
Dennis has been very good to communicate with us, and I've been getting some positive feedback on Twitter about the show, so we appreciate
perfect.
That. If you want to send me a note on Twitter, you can send me a note at jcollison, C-O-L-L-I-S-O-N, and I get those often try and follow up on them. A real positive comment. Someone said they really appreciated the 30 to 60 minute time slot that we build. For the fitness tech, we kind of keep that between 30 and 45
right.
minutes. So I appreciate the feedback on that. It's always
Thank
nice
you.
To know. On the technology podcasts, interestingly enough, we always go like an hour and 15, hour and 30. And those listeners love that length. I always get the feedback from those. The fitness ones, one a little bit shorter. And Andrew and I on the financial tech podcast do 30 minutes almost down to the
Perfect.
Second. So, Jamie, how have you been over the last couple weeks?
Oh, great. Super busy trying to get things ramped up at work. We have a well-being week next week where we'll have one-on-one nutrition sessions with associates, and there's a health fair on Thursday, which would be great. So gearing up for all of that stuff and working with a lot of new people, which is wonderful. And then coming off of Lincoln, and now recharging my gears to prepare for the Norfolk Half, the Laugh and a Half Marathon on Saturday, June 18th, the day before Father's Day.
Wow.
And that is at 8 o'clock a.m. So I'm like, okay, I need to really get back to my long runs now.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you and I, we were talking pre-show. You and I have not spent a lot of time running lately.
It's been weird.
Yeah, well, I told you that the Lincoln Marathon, and you know, if you're listening to this and you've run a marathon before, that marathon kind of broke me a little bit. I've just been, you know, usually last May at this time, I ran four races right after the Lincoln Marathon. I mean, I ran Runway Run. I felt great. In fact, I set one of my best times ever the week after the Lincoln Marathon last year. And this marathon was particularly hard. I don't know why.
Hmm.
So physically, I've kind of been ailing a little bit. And
right.
It has been kind of good. I've probably put a couple pounds back on because I've been eating terrible, which is another thing I shouldn't be doing. So I got to get that fixed again, you know.
Right.
You kind of get in a rut and you start eating bad.
Exactly.
Right? And so
yes.
I know what I need to do.
Yes.
Right? I just need to,
right.
to pull out of it. And then I have been healing. I've been hurting. And so I've been trying to let some of those things heal up. And I know there's things I could be doing. But Jamie, tell me from a nutrition perspective, right, what's a good post – If you've just coming off of a very active month, what are some foods that I should be looking for to eat?
Get back into eating a lot of vegetables, load up on fruits, and eat a lot of protein, because you need a lot of protein to restore and repair your muscles, because that is what builds up your muscle mass, is the protein. So eating a lot of protein will help with that, and getting in good amount of dairy to keep the calcium up in your bones and prevent any fractures or anything of that sort. So really eat as clean as possible. Try to avoid sugar, because that lowers the immune system and slows the body down and just kind of drags you down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, now we've talked a lot about clean eating, right?
Right.
And actually Sarah, my wife, has been listening to the podcast. And has, over the last couple months, has begun to really change her diet.
I've noticed, Sarah. Yeah. You look fabulous.
Yeah. So she's been losing some weight, and she's feeling better.
Good.
And so
it makes a big difference, because you are what you eat, and what you put into your body is how your body will feel like a day or two later.
Yeah. You know, let's talk a little bit about that, because we had a speaker here for Learn at Lunch. And one of the things he said in the conversation was that we replace every cell in our body Did he say every 18 months?
18 months.
So every year and a half.
Right.
Everything's replaced.
Right.
So if you've got health problems.
Correct.
Right. And you really go after them.
Yes.
With diet and nutrition mm-hmm. and exercise. Does right. that mean
yes.
that I can make, in a year and a half, I can make a drastic difference?
You're supposed to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, say, for example, someone who has diabetes, you know, if they take out the carbohydrates and just eat fruits and vegetables for carbohydrates, mainly vegetables, and eat a lot of protein, they should see a big difference in their numbers, their number, overall number coming down into the normal range.
Okay.
So it really will help. And same with, like, with heart disease, you know, eating leaner meats and lower cholesterol foods and staying away from the sugar and the starches and eating a lot of vegetables and fruits with fiber to help move out the cholesterol that's in the arteries, that will really help too.
So there's a saying, right? You always underestimate what you can do in a month and
right.
or overestimate what you can do in a month and underestimate what you can do in a year. In this case, a year and a half. I mean, 2 years, if you make a radical diet change, I mean, you can really expect it to take you up to a year or two for that to completely kick in and really
and
change your overall, right?
Correct.
That's tough.
It is.
I mean, eating, we often go after these eating changes.
We want fast, quick results.
Yeah, we do. We want mm-hmm. them as fast as the fast food that we eat.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
And that just doesn't work. So we were talking a little bit in this lunch and learn about fast food, right?
Right.
And kind of the I don't think, you know, if you've been listening to this show for a while or you've had any nutrition talks, there's nothing new in there, right? The closer
yeah.
you can get your food to base.
Exactly.
Right?
To
fresh
its original
vegetables.
Form. Yes.
One of the confusing things,
from
Jamie, that I heard, though, is that they always say eat lots of fruits and vegetables, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they say, well, fruits have a lot of easy sugars, right? Well, simple sugars.
Fructose.
Right.
Yes.
So do I eat fruit or don't I eat fruit?
See, and then they say some fruits are better than other fruits, you know, like bananas are super starchy and have a lot of sugar in them, and apples are good, you know, but they're medium, and citrus
yeah.
fruits have a lot of sugar.
And a lot of acid, right?
Exactly.
And I'll be honest with you, I get a little confused sometimes. What do I do? I mean, what's a good rule of thumb?
Well, the Food Guy Pyramid says eat 2 to 4 fruits a day and 3 to 5 vegetables per day. So don't definitely go over 4. You know, you want to have at least 2 fruits, and don't get that from fruit juice, just the original fruit itself.
Right.
And then with vegetables, eat 3 to 5, you know. And if you eat more vegetables, that's great, but don't go over the fruit just because they're so sweet.
You know, one of the things he said in the – and who was that? Do you remember his name?
I do. Bill.
Okay. Bill. Mm-hmm. So Bill was here, and he has his own gym, right?
Yes.
And do you remember the name? I don't remember the name of the gym. Just trying to give him a little credit for what
Smith
he did.
Smith and Esch.
Okay, here in Omaha?
Here in Omaha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he, one of the things he said I thought was interesting, he said, you know, drinking a cup of fruit juice, let's say apple juice, is
right.
like drinking 2 or 3 apples, right? The juice, the sugar.
Exactly, the
in
sugar.
In 2 or 3 apples. And I imagine myself sitting down trying to eat
two or three apples. Right.
You just can't do it. You know,
can't.
After one, you're kind of like, okay.
Yeah, enough is enough.
I've had enough. So that was kind of an eye-opening. And now I'm not a big juice drinker, but I have done that in the past.
Right.
In fact, we used to, here at Gallup, we used to, the breakfast, you know, when we'd have breakfast
always
here.
Always serve orange juice.
They put out
juice.
Little
yeah.
juices, right? And they've stopped doing that.
You know what? And I always read those labels, and like the first or second ingredient on that was high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is not great for you.
It was 0% juice.
Okay. So back to the question, though. Okay. So fruit's okay.
Yes.
Watch the amount of
Watch
fruit
the amount.
That you take.
Okay.
Right. Let's talk about vegetables for a second. Another thing I heard, and I'm not sure if I heard it there, but root vegetables are more sugary
right.
than and starchy. Than leafy vegetables.
That is correct.
Okay, and so I can't, if I'm going home and I'm eating baby carrots every day, right?
Uh-huh.
Good or bad?
If you eat it every day, that's okay, but it depends on the amount that you eat.
Okay.
So if you eat more than like 1 or 2 carrots, if you're eating baby carrots, if you eat more than a cup, then that's just too much.
Okay. Wow. Because
mm-hmm.
I know with those baby carrots, man, I can destroy half a bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could destroy a whole bag easily.
One
of those little ones, not the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking of the, yeah.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
The,
that's super
that,
easy
but,
to do.
Yeah. But that's too much, right?
It is.
It's a cup is a great serving
right.
amount.
Because it's, I mean, that's loaded with vitamin A. If you get too much vitamin A, that could lead to like, I forget what it's called, but some certain health, you know,
okay.
impairment. So there's too many vitamins, so that way you don't want to eat too much of one thing.
Okay, so you got to be careful.
Yes, you need to spread it out.
And if I have a choice of a carrot or celery, which one do I take?
Celery.
Okay.
Although I personally don't like celery because it gets stuck in my teeth and it's kind of...
It does. It's a natural breath freshener, though.
Oh,
did
really?
You know that?
Yeah. I did not.
Mm-hmm. Celery is a natural... I always say that. Natural breath freshener.
You know, and to me, it's chewy like gum,
yeah.
So...
Yeah, well, there you go. I like putting peanut butter, crunchy peanut butter,
good.
On my
mm-hmm.
celery. That kind of mixes it up. Well, that was just one of those things. In one slide I saw, and Bill, maybe I'll be critical for a second. In one slide it said, be careful of the sugars in fruit. And then in the next slide, it was eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. And I think that's for the average guy, right?
Right.
Which is kind of who we're talking to. I think there's a confusing message at times about what's good and what's bad.
Exactly.
I hear people say all the time, I just get so confused that I just, it's just easier to eat a cheeseburger and fries, right? I mean, to my friend Andy who told that to me, no, Andy, it's not that difficult. But I get the point, right?
It
can be difficult. So,
yes.
Jamie, give me three simple things, okay, from an eating, if I'm eating like crap, which kind of right now mm-hmm. I am, and I know better.
Okay.
Right? I know better. But say I don't know better. Give me three simple things I can do today to change my diet.
Avoid everything with high fructose corn syrup.
Okay. And I can just find that on the label.
Find it on the label.
Okay.
If it doesn't have a label,
it's probably fresh.
It's probably fresh and super healthy.
Okay. So eat things without labels.
Eat things without labels. That's right.
Yeah.
Eat things on the outside of the grocery store.
Okay.
Like fruits, vegetables, meats.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dairy products.
Okay. Yeah. That's easy to do.
It is easy to do.
Yeah. Anything else?
And try to limit your alcohol.
Mm.
If you are an alcohol drinker, put a lot of limes in it because that decreases the insulin response that happens when all that alcohol turns into sugar in your body and then your insulin level spikes.
Yeah.
So that the lime decreases it because of the acidity.
Okay. All right. Well, some good tips.
Right. And drink a lot of water. I mean, that'll help fill you up. Flushes your body out. You need half of your body weight in water in ounces.
In ounces.
Yes.
Yeah. So half my body weight. So I should be consuming about 120 ounces of water a day.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
I probably drink 12 glasses of water.
So that's 10 cups of 12 ounces. That's not too bad.
No.
24 ounces
easily
times
doable.
5. Okay.
I mean, the moment you wake up, I'm drinking water. Or the moment I wake up, because I'm super thirsty.
Yeah.
I
drink a lot of coffee. Does that matter?
It does, because all that caffeine is dehydrating you, and caffeine does pull calcium out
but
of your bones.
How can I be dehydrated when there's water in the coffee?
Because of the caffeine.
Okay.
It acts as a diuretic.
So what's happening to that water? I mean, where's the water going?
You're flushing it out.
Okay. So it's not being absorbed by my cells.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shoot. I know. I need to drink less coffee, too. I've been drinking like 3 cups in the morning. That's probably too much. Maybe that's why I'm a little jittery and I'm not sleeping well.
And that you have a headache because you're dehydrated.
Yeah. You're probably right. Wow. All
right. Good thing we had this conversation.
This is great. It's like my own personal counseling session with you, Jamie. Yeah. It's sad. But you know what? I'm the average guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I have good moments. I have bad moments.
Oh, definitely.
The trick is to get back on the wagon.
Right.
We've got a lot of things coming up over here for me the next couple of weeks.
I wanted to mention one more thing.
Yeah.
With hydration, a good measure is if your urine is clear, that means you're hydrated. But if it's dark or yellow at all, that means you're dehydrated. You need a lot more water.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good little test.
It is.
And I think most people pretty much know. You know, if you're thirsty, you're probably...
You're already dehydrated.
It's too late,
if
right?
If you're thirsty.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I am kind of thirsty right now.
I am too.
Yeah.
I need a drink.
Maybe after the show.
Okay.
I did want to read a little bit, so we'll move on. I did want to read, of course, Dennis contacted me on Twitter a ways back, said he had bought, after listening to the podcast, he had bought new shoes.
Good.
For running. So if you are running or you got a run plan this summer and you haven't purchased new shoes in the last 2 years or 500 miles.
Oh, it's definitely time.
It's probably time to buy new shoes. And I said, hey, Dennis, I want you to write in when you're done and tell me about your experience. So I want to read this from Dennis. Again, you can contact the show podcast@theaverageguy.tv. So he said, I went to the Big River Running Company that was recommended to me by my sister-in-law. She's a runner and went to school with the owner. And this was a great experience. So point number one on this, sometimes the big box shoe stores.
Right.
If they've got a good shoe person, I don't want to discourage you from going to a big box shoe store. But sometimes there's small individual that give you great service. So
yes.
Dennis writes about it. They asked what I needed, and they said, and I said I was looking for a pair of running shoes. She asked me to take my shoes off, looked at my feet, had me walk around a bit. She asked me my current shoe size and grabbed me two different pairs in a larger size. The first pair were New Balance 860s, and they felt great. I tried on another brand, and they were not as comfortable. Tried the New Balances back on again, and they felt great. The shoes were $100. Which I was expecting when I bought them. So, you know, running shoes can be expensive if you buy them in the store. Although I don't, as good as new running shoes are on your feet, I find that an investment in your health care.
Oh, definitely.
Right? Because you'll...
Oh, for
right,
sure.
If you don't have good shoes, shin splints, stress yes. fractures, those kinds of things.
Which I've had because of bad shoes.
I didn't ask about color or style or anything, he says.
Don't look at the style. It's all about comfort.
I let her pick out the best shoes for me. And I couldn't be happier.
Good.
So there's a couple things in there, right? You want to make sure they look at your feet.
Yes.
They ask you lots of questions about it. I know at Peak Performance they have a treadmill that I can that mm-hmm. I jump on and sometimes run on the treadmill so they can see how I'm running and such. So some things to look out for. Expect to pay between $75 and $150 for your shoes, depending
for sure.
on what you're buying. You can't go to a discount clothing store and pick up
right.
a pair of Nikes that are $35.
No.
And expect them to be a great
that
shoe.
That should be your mowing shoes.
that's a good point. I also bought a little pouch for my Nike Plus sensor. I've been using the Nike Plus since January of 1997. That's been around
oh,
a long time.
Yeah.
Little piece of technology. And if you don't know what that is, it syncs with your iPod mm-hmm. so that you can measure your distance. And I think it does it like a pedometer, right? It measures
yeah,
your
right.
it measures your stride. However, I haven't used much as mine as much as I liked. I just looked at my stats, 63 workouts, a little less than or right around 100 miles in an average pace of 14:55. I'm shooting for the St. Louis Rock and Roll Half Marathon in October. I think I'll
cool.
be ready by then. So, Dennis, thanks for your note. And, again, if you want to get your email read on the show, podcast at theaverageguy.tv.
That's fantastic.
Jamie, what else from a technology perspective, what else have you seen out there recently?
I have seen the Switch to Health gadgets. There's Replay Watch, a step pedometer, and a Kinect. And what you do is you sign up and get one of the pedometers or watches. And for every 60 minutes that you exercise, you get a point per minute. And then you get a coupon code, and you can type in your code and redeem discounts at Best Buy and Sears and different stores and get like percents off or kind of like a little reward system.
Yeah, kind of a rewards
yeah,
program
right.
for your
for
exercise.
Exercising.
Yeah.
And being healthy, and your whole family can do it, and kids can do it. So, and it was brought on by this company who was frustrated by child and adult obesity rates. And so they came up with this idea as a way to motivate both kids and adults to exercise more. And, I mean, what a better way to exercise than with free stuff. So... this is a neat, very neat.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So you would get about 60 points a day
right.
for that. And they have point reward starting at as little as 120 points. So in 2 days, you could, and that's an hour of activity. And it's mostly walking, although the watch, I think, also covers some other activities.
Oh, that's perfect.
Like running.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, 120 points would get you 20% off a Fit Kit Club. Membership, I assume, at that point. And you can go out if you want to check out the rewards and see what's available. It's just out at s2h.com. Free for individuals to sign up.
Right.
You would, of course, have to purchase the
your,
equipment
yes.
associated with that. While you're talking, Jamie, I will figure out
but
how much that is.
But after that, you can rack up your points to gain more rewards. So that's good. Because I've never seen anything like that. And then they have different colors. You could choose your color and your style and start working away and racking up your point rewards.
Yeah, they have what's called the in S2H.com, they have what's called the S2H Replay. That's just $20. And it's an activity tracker that generates a reward code for every 60 minutes of accumulated activity, right? So that just
mm-hmm.
goes on your wrist. They have it in about seven different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can do that. They also have, they don't have this yet, but they also have a step pedometer.
Exactly.
S2, it's called the S2H Step, And so, and for every 10,000 steps that you do,
you get a reward.
You get a reward. So you can wear that all day long, and when you get up to, and they recommend 10,000 steps a day.
Exactly. And which is around 5 miles, about 5 miles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing that each day, that's going to be worth some points, and you can apply those to various gifts.
Exactly. And I saw a study done that the average steps men take per day is 7,000 some, and the average steps women take per day is like 4,600.
Really?
Really.
So guys walk more than gals?
Right.
Interesting.
I know.
It's too bad. I bet you shouldn't say this. It's too bad, though, it can't monitor talking activity. That's worth some calories, right?
For sure.
Maybe not. I'd get a lot.
Well, if you're talking, you're not eating, so it has to be worth something.
Sometimes I talk and eat at the same time. I give it a try. Again, that's out at S2H, just the letter S, number 2H.com.
Yes.
And go ahead and check that out. It's kind of an interesting...
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've never seen before, so it's really neat.
Anything else on that, Jamie?
Not on the S2H.
What else do you got for me?
Back to the nutrition.
More nutrition. All right, go ahead.
So the main takeaway was to really limit your grains and your starchy carbohydrates because what they do is so there's a lot of hormonal things going on in your body, and if you get a lot of grains, like a lot of products are made with hydrogenated oils, which really change the chemistry in your body, and so it's changing things. And sometimes, like say you're eating chips or crackers, and that's loaded with hydrogenated oils. What it will do is it'll stop the leptin hormone, which tells your brain that you're full, and it'll start the ghrelin hormone, which tells your stomach that you're hungry and you want more food, even though you're really full. So that's why you need to limit those, because it's loaded with hydrogenated oils and sodium chloride, which in essence makes us thirstier and hungrier, and we wouldn't just want more, even though we already had like a full can of Coke or we already had half of a can of Pringles.
Now, what about bread that is whole grain? We always say if you're going to eat bread, the chewier and the grainier,
the better.
Is that really true then? I mean, or is it all bread is bad? So what are you saying? That's another thing I was confused about in that, right? Should I just cut bread completely out?
Bill said to cut bread completely out.
Wow.
That is all bad.
What do you think? What's your thoughts?
For myself, I try to not eat bread just because I don't really like it. I don't enjoy the taste. To me, it's just empty calories. I'd rather fill up on other yummy food when I eat sandwiches, or I'll put it into a wrap. But whole grain does have more fiber. I was reading the label. It has more fiber than white bread does. So that's better. But really...
But see how I get confused there?
It's very
confusing. So you say, well, that's better. And I'm like, well...
But he said to stay away.
Yeah. So if I guess if I have to eat bread, if I'm going to eat bread.
So, okay, so here you are. One, there's two sides of the spectrum going from eating white bread all the way to eating no bread. So eating white bread, you're on the left side. Then make the switch to eating whole grain bread. You're getting towards the middle. And eat bread without the high fructose corn syrup in it, which is like very one or two brands only. And then gluten-free bread and then no bread.
Hmm.
That's the progress.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I send a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school with my kids?
See, that's tough.
So, it is one of those things.
It is.
Like, you know,
it's very tough.
Bread
is good. I mean, some people need bread. Some people can't have, you know, maybe they have fish allergies. They can't have protein or, you know, they have certain allergies. So some people... That's what they can have.
Yeah.
You know, gluten-free is not for everyone.
One of the things Bill said in there was he talked a lot about an ideal diet, and it really did sound like the Atkins diet when he was done.
It did.
And definitely confusing.
Paleo diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another confusing I've always heard about. Well, you know, bread is in the food pyramid, right?
It is in
grains
the food pyramid.
Are in the
grains.
Food pyramid,
yes,
right?
Because it's full of fiber, which fiber moves cholesterol through your body, and it moves, you know, the bulk through your body.
Right.
So you need that. Otherwise, if it just sits there, it builds up cholesterol and it builds up colon problems. And
so, do you see why I'm so confused, though?
Oh, heck yes.
I mean, it's just one of those things where I just like, I gotta leave. I can't. You know, it's on one hand, you're like, fiber or grains are bad, But the fiber is really good for your cholesterol, right?
Right.
And
but fiber is not only important.
Watch your alcohol intake, but a glass of red wine a night is really good for you.
Antioxidants.
Watch your sugars, but dark chocolate has lots of antioxidants in it. You know, it's this very confusing nutrition message
that's out there. Very confusing. And it's also confusing because there's more diet food and, you know, sodium-reduced food and sugar-free food. But yet our obesity rates are climbing and getting higher, even though we have all this food to help us become healthier, and it's not. So
yeah, no, rock on.
Right.
I'll be honest, it's very frustrating.
It is.
It's like, okay, what am I supposed to eat? How am I supposed to do it?
Right.
I guess the trick in this, Jamie, and you're the nutritionist, so you can tell me, is you got to kind of go on a journey and find out what works for you.
You have to find out what works for you. What makes you feel bad? If you're feeling fatigued, it could be easily something in your diet that's causing that. Is it the sugar? Is it the carbs? You know, what is it? Is it too much caffeine? Is it not enough water? It could be a bunch of things. But you want to find out what that is. And then also, you want to just try to stick to the food guide pyramid as much as possible. You know, limit your sweets and your fats, you know. Cook with olive oil instead of canola and vegetable oil, because olive oil decreases the bad cholesterol, increases the good cholesterol because it comes from a plant. Whereas the canola oil and your vegetable oils are hydrogenated and they're processed, but the olive oil is not. And same with the coconut oil. So try to get stuff like how you would eat back, you know, in the 1930s from the farm. You know, foods from the garden, fruits, vegetables, protein. They didn't really have too much of anything else. If you're going to make something, make it homemade. Don't buy it because it's just loaded with preservatives and it's processed to no end.
One of the things Bill did said, which I really agree with, and he was saying it right at the end, and I had another meeting to go to, but he said, you know, if you don't have time to worry about your food, you need to check your priorities.
Right.
Right, and I thought that was pretty bold.
Very bold
statement, because oftentimes we try and come up with these, okay, well, eat healthy in 15 minutes. You know, here's some tricks to do that. Well, to be honest, preparing.
You have to take the time.
It takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really does. And I got to admit, I was over at Ingredients the other day, which is a restaurant here in Omaha, and I was able to order grilled, chilled vegetables. So
someone else said that. They must have been with you.
Yeah, maybe so. So, you know, they grill them first. Put them in the fridge, chill them back up and get them nice and crisp, and then serve them cold. Now, it was weird. It was odd eating a vegetable that had been grilled and then it was cold.
Right.
At first, that was kind of – but it was zucchinis and carrots, and it was very tasty. So there's a good options for your veggies. Throw them on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Cook them the next time you're barbecuing. Throw them in the fridge. And then I could have even just snacked on them. Just like regular snacks.
Right.
Right? When I've been
totally.
A meal. Yeah.
Exactly.
That was pretty cool.
And the most thing to hit home with is don't let your body get too hungry and don't get too full. So eat breakfast for sure. That's the most important meal of the day. If you're not hungry for breakfast, that means you ate too many calories the night before. So definitely eat breakfast. And then every 2 to 3 hours after that, have a little snack. And then when it comes time for lunch, have a good healthy meal with protein and lots of vegetables. Add a fruit in, drink a lot of water. And then eat a good carb protein snack like apple and peanut butter or banana and almonds, little palm circle of almonds or walnuts. Get the good carb protein mix and then eat a healthy meal like fish. We need more fish in our diet, really. For the omega-3 acids, fatty acids.
Yeah.
So, and that helps with our heart, with our cholesterol.
So can I tell you a little bit of, so the disaster that has been my life, right?
Okay.
And I know no one will sympathize with me on this. No one's ever done this before. But, you know, so just as you were talking, I was ticking off like 3 or 4 things, just in that, what you just said,
okay.
3 or 4 things I'm doing wrong. So first of all, I'm eating late at night.
Oh, and... Okay. So eating late at night. So you hear, don't eat after 8 p.m. And the reason is, you know, because you'll eat too many calories and you'll go to bed full. And yes, that's all true. But the real reason is because your metabolism lowers after 3 p.m. And so it can't, burn up that fuel. But the most important reason is from midnight to 4 a.m., our body is in sleep mode, and that's when our body restores and replenishes the muscles and the tissues and the cells and regenerates. And so if we don't get into a deep sleep because if we eat after 8 p.m., then the blood goes to the stomach and it cannot go to the rest of the body to rejuvenate itself.
Yeah. All right. Great. So so I'm eating late at night and I'm eating things like ice cream and maybe even some M&Ms and maybe a cookie or two. Right. I mean, okay. Uh-huh. You know, don't judge me.
Oh, no. So, no, I've been there before, too. I love sweet soup.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah. So then I'm waking up full.
Right.
Because I'm like, so I'm waking
you've
up.
Just
I'm
had
like,
it.
I'm like, oh, but I know I need to eat breakfast.
Right.
So I go in the kitchen intending to have my oatmeal, and I open up the oatmeal drawer, and there's the sugar cereals.
Oh, okay.
Right. Uh-huh. And so I'm like, well, okay, I'll just have a bowl. Right. So, right. And it takes too long to cook oatmeal, anyways.
Do you have two bowls?
2 minutes. Right. 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Too long. I can eat in 30 seconds if I just pull out the cereal, right? So, put the cereal in the sugary cereal, which every cereal is bad, right?
Yes.
There is no really good cereal.
So exactly.
There's better than others.
Right.
I mean, on one end of the spectrum, there's Captain Crunch.
Right.
Which I've been eating. And on the other end of it, there might be some whole grain cereals, right?
Yes.
But
yeah.
They're all, none of them are really that good. So
the very best is steel cut oats.
Okay.
To eat.
Not eating those.
Yeah, I'm not eating.
Okay.
I meant to buy it last night, but I forgot.
It's just really hard. So I have a bowl of cereal. And then, so because I'm eating sugary cereal, right, things
uh-huh.
kick in.
Yes.
And it actually makes me hungrier.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
So then I'm thinking, oh, that Captain Crunch sounded pretty good. It's dessert for breakfast.
Right.
And I have no control at that point. So fill up the bowl, second bowl of cereal. I've now consumed about 650, 700 calories, maybe
correct.
As much as 1,000 calories at breakfast.
Wow. Right?
Which isn't in itself inherently bad.
No.
But it's all the wrong calories.
Exactly.
All right.
Because you want nutrition bang for your buck.
Yeah. And then I'm coming into work, so I'm drinking a latte, which again is in itself is not bad, but mm-hmm. doing a latte on the way in and then couple more cups of coffee when I get here. So I'm all, yeah, you know, I'm all wound up.
Oh, for sure.
Right? And I'm just all, yeah. And then I get to lunch and something wrong is going on, right? Right before lunch, I'm not feeling very good, right? Not feeling very hungry, but I know I need to eat. This has been my day every day since the Lincoln Marathon.
No.
Yeah, because you know what happens is you get done with the marathon and you think, okay, well,
see?
I deserve.
Yes.
Right? I deserve.
I need to reward myself.
Exactly. And then so you put yourself in these really bad cycles. Now, I know some of you guys who are listening mm-hmm. have experienced this.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm just the average guy. Right. If it's happening to me, it's happened to you.
Pretty most of us have.
Jamie, I need an intervention is
you
what
do.
I need, right? Because
I am
stuck in the most god-awful pattern
and
at the moment.
And it takes 2 weeks
I know.
To rid yourself
it's terrible.
Of sugar.
Yeah,
habits.
It's terrible.
2 weeks.
So I've been making some fairly decent choices at lunch. Today I made a salad and
good.
Spinach and
good.
Bell peppers. And I mean, the gym salad, as I call it. It's really good. I'm not sure my stomach even knew what to do with that.
Wow.
It gurgled and gargled, and it's like, whoa, fiber. I haven't seen this in 3 weeks.
Vitamins.
Yeah. What do I do? So, yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm going to need
oh, no. –
it's going to take me a while. Problem is we've got a lot of stuff going on, and
right.
so it's just busy, busy.
And
we've been eating out and stress. And so anyways,
food.
No excuses,
mm-hmm.
right? I got to get it right. But you know, maybe you're struggling with that too. I'm mm-hmm. with you. Even though I've done a bunch of marathons, that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm some kind of super eater. So you're struggling with that. Maybe you did some things this
right.
spring and then you've fallen off the wagon. Maybe time to get back on.
Yes.
And start with a few simple things, right? Get back to what got you there, right?
Exactly, for sure.
Yeah, so I've got
baby
some
steps.
I've got some work to do. Okay, anything else on nutrition that you wanted to cover?
Yes, a couple more things. I found a very delicious, healthy recipe. You can cook halibut and coconut oil, and it really flavors it up. And coconut oil is very healthy for you.
Okay.
And add avocados to your meal because there's this old stigma, oh, it's full of calories and fat, and actually avocados are full of the good fat that your body needs to lower the bad cholesterol and raise the good cholesterol. And fat helps keep you fuller longer so you can go longer without craving junk food and bad food. So
okay.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some good tips.
It is. And
some good points.
There's the myth, calories in, calories out,
right.
that thing, you know. So it all depends on your hormones and your body, but really stick to the basics. And
not all calories are created equal.
Right.
Right.
Because your body just doesn't know how to process some things, such as processed food and chips. And
Captain Crunch.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Oh, shoot.
And it's no wonder I don't feel good.
Right.
You know, here I am like, why am I so tired? Well, I'm also not getting enough rest, right? I mean, I'm going to bed at midnight,
exactly.
And I'm waking up at 6.
It's
and I haven't been sleeping since the marathon. I've been waking up every night about 4 a.m.
Really?
And so I'm only sleeping 4 hours, and then I'm waking up.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a disaster. So we got to get back on track, Jamie.
This past weekend was my youngest sister's high school graduation, but there's a big difference between us. Don't get me wrong. So I'm like, oh, I know I think I'm going to be bad this weekend because, you know, mom bought all the favorite alcohols there and she made all her homemade bars I haven't had in years since I've been Yeah, like the oatmeal raisin cream, sour cream bars and the caramel walnut brownies and anyway.
Deliciousness.
Yeah, so yes. I'm like, oh, I have got to taste these because I haven't had them forever.
Right.
I felt so miserable just from the sugar crash on Monday. I was like a zombie. It was awful.
It is tough. I don't know why we do it, but we keep coming back to it.
And sugar is a drug.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. I've read that it's chemically it's very close to cocaine.
It is.
And so it has a very similar effect on your body.
Right.
Of course, not the same, but very similar effect. So
it is legal, but
it shouldn't be.
No.
And especially white processed sugar is just some of the worst.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, Jamie, we're at the end of our time. It always
goes.
Yo, I know. It always just goes so fast. We roll through this, but some good discussion around
nutrition. Please send us your questions. I'm sure you have questions because nutrition brings a lot of questions.
It does, and it's hard.
It is hard.
We say it's 80% of weight loss and fitness. And
right.
So, you know, with fitness being 20%. So you've really got to get a handle on it if you're going to do it right. And certainly
yes.
Sarah, my wife, has been proof to that. She's gotten a handle on her nutrition.
Is on.
She's added no fitness. All right, so no additional fitness.
But it looked like she's been working out for years.
Yeah.
Like
she's really beginning to change, and she's sensing it, and she's feeling better. I just got to stop being a knucklehead and stop eating like crap.
And she looks a lot younger than I do.
Well, Jamie, there you go. Hey, one more thing from a tech perspective. So Dennis again sent me a note. And Dennis, if you send the podcast email, you'll get read on the show. I'm just saying.
See, it's perfect.
So Dennis said, since I'm new to running, we just talked about his running shoes back in the beginning of the show. The thing that would be nice to know is what other runners use tech-wise. And we've talked a little bit about Garmin's. We've talked about heart rate monitors. We've talked about the various tech that goes into things. But it might be interesting to get a little list of
perfect.
What are the tech items that our listeners use.
Right.
How do they use their tech?
Yes.
He said there's a tech writer out there that posts his kind of tech gear,
cool.
What he uses from his tech gear. He also would be interested in us kind of posting what we use from a technology perspective. I would be interested in folks sending in their tech.
Yes.
Telling us why they like it, and then we'll read their email on the show, podcast@theaverageguy.tv. We'll get you there. All right, end of another podcast. We'll try not to give it 2 weeks before we do this. Again, if you want to, if you do want to follow the show on Facebook, you can do that. Just type in The Average Guy Podcast. I think we'll get you to my group site on Facebook. And if you need help getting we've never gotten your iPod synced up, right, with your laptop?
Well, it's having problems.
What?
Oh,
no.
I think maybe the old hard drive or program bugged my iPod. Could that be possible? Because
maybe we just need to reset your iPod.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, well, I can help you with that.
Okay.
So I am the tech guy. I am
yes,
the average tech guy. I should be able to help you out with that. But if you're having problems or you need help getting this podcast automatically delivered to your Python. Where did that come from? Your iPod or some kind of podcasting device. See, sugar affects the brain.
It does.
Right here. Send me a note, podcast@theaverageguy.tv. And that'll do as well. Jamie, have a great weekend, and we'll do it all over again next week.
Thank you, you two. And food for thought, 1 teaspoon of sugar lowers your immune system for 5 hours.
Wow.
Five hours.
I thought that was funny when Bill said, so what do we do after you have your tonsils removed?
Eat ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yes.
That was funny.
And popsicles.
Yeah, there's so much truth to that. So.
Right.
All right, Jamie, have a good week. We'll see you next time.
Have a great week.
All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you again.